My daughter's birthday is coming up in 2 weeks or so, and I've been like freaking out. I don't know why. Like, I've been so calm with everything else, but I hate to admit I've fallen into the Facebook trap, seeing photos of first birthdays, and then that little voice in your head at night's like, "Well, make you got to do this, you got to do that, because Ellen did that last week with her kid." What's your advice? You've got a 2 year old you're mentioning. Like, what's your advice for planning a party? Like, what would you say is like a for sure do and don't?
If it was for the first birthday, 100%, I'd say photos. Even if you had a photo shoot with just you or her or your baby, I mean, that would, and then just have people over, that might be.
That's enough. Nice. So stage like a little photo shoot around the cake. Just make sure you get those like snapshots of the milestone.
And it doesn't even have to be like a pro photographer. It could just be your husband.
Yeah, your husband, yeah, and an old-fashioned, your own cell phone will do. What about, though, my biggest thing right now is, should I do the traditional, like, you know, big cake or cupcakes?
Oh, God.
Why is this so hard? My question, though, I'm just wondering, like, so we're having, you know, like a handful of people. Should I buy a cake enough to serve everyone? I've just had so many parties where no one actually eats the cake. Or is the cake more of just like, you know, a cute little symbol and keepsake for my daughter, her birthday? Like, do I just get her a small one that she can grab into and then just serve cupcakes for everyone else?
Yeah, I served my toddler, or my then 1-year-old, and she barely even touched it. And I've
also... You're like, this is your one time for sugar.
The easiest is cupcakes, because honestly, if they don't want them, you could even send them away, like, take them home, as opposed to having a huge cake with you at home to eat.
To eat afterwards. Month. That's a good idea. You're right. Send the cupcakes with everyone, plus you don't have to cut up any of the slices. So
yeah.
I think I'm going to go that direction. Like a small cake, like you said, the kid barely is going to eat anything anyways.
Yeah.
And another person brought up a good point that many people don't want to eat from something that your kid's like spat on.
Especially now.
Are you calling my kid dirty? But no, yeah. Which I get also. So I think I'm going to go that way.
It's exciting. At least you're planning it. It's exciting to plan, right?
Totally. Well, thank you so much for the advice, Maria.